On this day in 2008, a bomb tore through a Shia mosque in the southern city of Shiraz, killing 13 worshippers and wounding more than 200. Iran is often blamed, at times, accurately, for sponsoring terrorism. It cannot be denied that it is a victim, too. You'd be hard-pressed to come up with another country more associated in the public's mind with terrorism than Iran. Ever since the 1979 revolution that overthrew the despotic Shah, Iran has exported, often proudly, its forces and ideas throughout the region it inhabits so that other countries can benefit from what it has accomplished. And as far as terrorism goes, who can forget President George W. Bush's infamous Axis of Evil speech shortly after 9/11? Why infamous? Because he was 0 for 3 on who had any role in the attacks on New York and Washington. So just how responsible is Iran for terrorism worldwide? Well, that depends. The government certainly sponsors real violent extremists such as Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in Palestine, and funnels money to groups in Iran and Yemen. But, and this is coming from someone who worked as a strategic analyst on Iran in the Canadian intelligence community for 2 decades, I have to tell you that Iran was not what kept me awake at nights when it came to thinking about terrorism. That honor goes to Sunni Islamist jihadis. Those guys are responsible for the lion's share of attacks, deaths, injuries, and destruction over the past 2 generations, by far. If you don't believe me, look at good data such as that produced by the START Institute of the University of Maryland, or the annual Global Terrorism Index put out by the Institute for Economics and Peace. Jihadis are very indiscriminate when it comes to whom they target. Just about anyone will do. And as I am certain I have mentioned on several occasions, Iran, and more widely, Shia Muslims, are often at the top of that list. And then there are the others who equally hate Iran for what it is. On this day in 2008, a bomb tore through a Shia mosque in the southern city of Shiraz, killing 13 worshippers and wounding more than 200. Not surprisingly, the Iranian government blamed the US and the UK, two of its favorite enemies, for the incident. 12 people were arrested less than a month later and accused of having had a role in the attack. An Iranian monarchist group calling themselves the Anjuman-e Padishahi Iran, soldiers of the Kingdom Assembly of Iran, claimed responsibility for the bombing. 3 men were sentenced to death for the bombing. The fall of the Pahlavi regime in 1979 led to a lot of angry monarchists. The Shah's son fled to the US, where he lobbied that country's government to support groups seeking to put him on his father's throne. Given the humiliation of the 1979 hostage taking at the US Embassy in Tehran, he got a lot of attention. And yet Iran remains the Islamic Republic to this day. We may not like Iran and what it stands for. This does not, however, condone the killing of people at prayer. And yes, it was a terrorist attack. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.